If you're 19 years of age and you're an amateur and you're playing on the ladies' European tour, it's a home event, albeit. I reckon you go in thinking, I want to play well this week. But if you win the tournament by 8 shots, maybe even you have surpassed your own expectations. Stephanie Akuriku is the young woman who did that on the weekend at Bonneville in the ladies' European tour. She joins us on the line. Steph, good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. It still doesn't feel real yet.
Well, that was my first question. Well, how are you feeling? Because you're an amateur going into a professional tournament, Ladies European Tour, and you put on one of the greatest clinics that has been seen for some time.
Yeah, I have no idea yet. I don't know how to feel, but everything's kind of hitting me this morning with all the messages still coming through and stuff, but... Yeah, I had a bit of confidence going to the event because I was playing good, but I had no, intention to win it by 8 shots.
Well, I'm not sure there's too many that go into tournaments hoping to win by 8, but you had a 2-shot lead in the end of the third round. So going into the last day, you lead by 2 shots. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was really nervous on the first tee, but that always happens. But, I knew I had the 2-shot lead. But I kind of had nothing to lose. That was kind of my mindset. So I guess that kind of helped me stay calm. And then, I got off to a hot start and everything went well from there.
So, Steph, after you birdie the 10th, you look up at the scoreboard and you're 10 up. That's extraordinary.
I actually had no idea how much I was leading. I hoped I had a little lead, but I didn't know it was 10 shots. Because I had no idea how the group in front was going. And then one of the spectators come and go, oh, you got a pretty big lead. And I was like, oh, don't choke.
10. Choking with 10 is not bad.
You shouldn't choke from there, Steph.
Yeah, I hope not.
Now, you've got some pretty big decisions to make very quickly regarding turning pro or not.
Yes, I do. I've got another event this week that I could play as a pro, so I kind of have to decide in the next 48 hours, but I still just weighing up the pros and cons.
Are you ready for this decision, Steph? I mean, this has obviously come pretty quickly. Have you been thinking about this? Are you ready to make this call? Because you get 2 years exemption on the Ladies European Tour as a result of the victory as well, so it's a good ticket to ride.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to turn pro at the end of this year anyway, so this is kind of just like an extra year guaranteed. So I'm still weighing up my options, but I'm kind of leaning towards that way. But, yeah, I think I'm ready. I mean, I just won an event, so hopefully that gives me a bit of confidence.
So what's it like waking up as a winner on the European Tour but knowing you couldn't collect the 36,000?
Oh, Euro. It's okay. Hopefully more comes my way next week or in the future.
Did it help with the nerves knowing that you weren't playing for money? Because often the professional golfers talk about the fact that you start thinking about, oh, I could buy a car here, I could put a deposit on a house, all sorts of things when you're getting that winning position for the first time. What was going through your mind as you were playing those last 9 holes?
Yeah, well, obviously I didn't have to worry about the money, but I think I'd be okay when I play for money. I do a lot of punting with my friends back at the home golf course, so... And I always win back at home. I play good when I play for money. So continues in the future.
So tell us a little bit about your growing up, when you sort of took up the game and when you thought, this might be a career for you. Because obviously you're still very young, but what you've been able to achieve as a 19-year-old over the weekend is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, so I probably started hitting balls and just mucking around when I was about 3, like nothing serious at all. And then I was playing tennis when I was younger because my sister played tennis. And she was like, oh, nah, I'll play golf. And then I was like kind of her little follower. I went to golf with her. And then she doesn't play anymore. And then I'm here now.
Right. So, did your mum and dad play? That sort of you were around golf clubs a lot growing up?
A dad kind of started playing when we did. So he knew how everything worked. So I didn't really it was more like, she just thought it was fun, and then we went from there, and then it started becoming a bit serious when I maybe turned 16, yeah. That's when I was like, oh, I want to do this as a career, and then school kind of went a bit off track, but that's okay.
That is okay. And your dad was on the bag this weekend. How's dad and daughter deal with that?
No, he was good. Sometimes we bicker a bit in practice and stuff, but that's what happens to everyone. But he was really good this week. I gave him a set rule that he had to follow, otherwise he was going to get sacked. So he did well.
What was the rule?
Don't talk, just let me do mine.
Don't talk, don't give me any advice. Just
carry the bag, mate.
Yeah.
Just clean the club, buddy.
The club. Yeah, he did well. Good caddy.
So how does a 19-year-old celebrate a European Tour victory? Straight to the sushi train?
Oh, you'd think so, but there's none here in Coffs. But no, I just had a few brownies and some ice cream, warm brownies. So nice. And I went to bed.
And you watched Adam White, our co-host's favourite show, didn't you? Bit of maths?
Married at First Sight, of course. Commitment ceremony. That's always the most dramatic night.
Are you surprised they don't seem to last, these relationships, Steph? It's quite an unusual system, the Married at First Sight system. So this week, where is the tournament you were talking about before? Where's that?
It's the New South Wales Open. It's in Dubbo.
In Dubbo, okay.
Yeah, a bit more inland.
Righto. Well, it's a fantastic effort. Maybe one day you'll get to hang out with Brooks Koepka. I know he's one of your favourite players who's doing great things on the men's tour. Hopefully you get that chance as a professional on the women's tour and the ladies' European tour with your two-year exemption, should you make that choice. We are very, very keen to see what happens this week, Steph. Good luck to you going forward.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for the call, guys.
Not a problem. Thanks for answering. Stephanie Kirikou, Australian amateur golfer who took out the Australian Ladies Classic on the weekend at Bonville. Shot a career low 9-under on Saturday, I think it was, and then backed it up with a 65 yesterday and won by 8, if you don't mind.